Hello, this is
Hello.
Brittany, the floor supervisor. I do believe we had gotten disconnected, but from the notes that I received, you wanted a refund for the watch.
Yeah, what happened was, and I appreciate you, ma'am, because I had my blood with the ball, and I was like, nah, I got to call this number back and
Oh no,
explain
ma'am, you
all
do
this
not. That's
again.
what we're here for.
Yeah, what happened was I did a survey the other night with Amazon, and it was saying something about, after the survey, you get a free gift, yada, yada. So I go do the survey, and then this thing came up about the watch, and I was like, okay, they're giving me this here fitness watch or something. Yeah, I could use that. Okay, and then it says something about the $5.97 shipping and handling. I said, okay, well, I guess I got to at least pay shipping and handling. I'm good with it. Then that was all it was saying. Then it said something about a rush shipment or something, so I hit the rush thing. Now, when I did that, that's when the earbuds came up and the 1 year warranty and all that. And I'm like, I don't want all that, but it went through. So I immediately got on the phone, called in, talked with whoever the lady was, and told her, ma'am, I explained to her what happened. And I said, I'm not interested in none of it. I don't wear those earbuds because they hurt my ear. I have to use something with rubber on the back. I say they hurt my ear, and I'm not interested in the watch because it's a 14-day trial. I don't want to even use it for a trial period. Then she told me how much extra it would be. I told her I don't want it. So she asked me, for the item number. I say, well, it's the watch. The order number is 24456 because it's just like looking in a catalog. You see the picture and the number's right on the side of it. It says Focus Watch 14-day trial, customer support 7814331. And that's the number I called. Okay. So she told me she was going to take care of that for me. Well, after talking to the lady who transferred me to you, she tells me that it already shipped. Which I can't get refunded my $5.97, which I don't think is right because I asked for her to cancel that and she told me she's taking care of that. Then I was telling her I wanted the earbuds and the warranty canceled. That's when she told me that the warranty had already been canceled and that number I gave is for the warranty. But on my side, it shows the number to the watch. The earbuds say order number pending. The 1 year warranty said order number pending. I took a screenshot of it, when it came up on my phone. That's how I had it. And it's giving me all the fees and everything, total $24.91. Shipping and handling is $5.97, and the items subtotal is $18.94. So the girl told me she couldn't see the earbuds and nothing else. Just to watch. So she told me I had to call back, give it 24 hours and call back to cancel everything else. And that's what I called myself doing to find out the lady who I was just speaking with told me the warranty was already canceled and looked like it's only the watch that shipped and that I should receive it by Saturday. And because I was telling her I was worried about when it was going to arrive, because I leave out of town Tuesday to fly to Washington State for a job, and I'll be gone for about a month. So she said she gave me the shipping number, tracking number, and she said she'll be here the 24th, about 8 o'clock p.m. I said, okay, well, I have Monday that I can, send it back. And I asked her, was it a label or something where I can return it for free? She told me, no, I got to pay to send it back, and I'm going to get a restocking fee. I said, whoa, 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 that is not fair. First of all, it was jacked up the way the survey set you up. They get you into this stuff here, and I would never do another survey from Amazon. They don't have to worry about that again because that's what got me caught up with this. And then I got to pay restocking fee, and I called as soon as all this stuff processed in my, went through. I immediately got on the phone and called. So that watch shouldn't have never even been shipped. Nothing should have been shipped. Because I told the lady I didn't want any of it, but I could only give her item number to what was on my phone, which is sitting right next to the watch, the number I gave you, and the lady tells me that was the warranty number. So, see, everything is jacked up.
Yes, ma'am, I understand 100% completely where you're coming from. Everything that you have told me, it does line up with what's going on with the account. I do have some good news for you. It does look like the that you had spoke with somebody back on the 19th of April, and it looks like they did cancel the account, and they also voided the transaction out. They voided the $5.97 out. You should receive that within 3 to 5 business days from the 19th. And it shows that watch was not shipped out. So, I mean, I don't know why you would have to pay for a shipping label because it wasn't shipped out. But other than that, what I can do for you, though, it looks like you had gotten a warranty for the watch for $18.94. So what I'm going to do for you today is due to there was an error in the system, I'm going to go ahead and refund that $18.94 for you since you didn't receive the watch. You don't need a warranty on something that you never that you're not going to receive. And there's no sense in us having to charge you for a warranty when you're not receiving the merchandise.
Where'd she get her information? Because she gave me a whole tracking number. You want me to give you this tracking number that she gave me?
I mean, in all honesty, ma'am, I don't see where she got a tracking number from. Let's see.
Can I give it to you and you key it in to see what it is? But she sure gave me a long tracking number.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Let's see what's going on here. Okay, so... Okay, so let's see. Okay, because... All right, can I place you back on hold for one more time while... Hold. Can I put you on hold for one moment, please?
As long as you need to. I'm okay.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm still here, ma'am, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm still here, ma'am, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay, ma'am. So what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to refund you the $18.94. I did see where you was talking about a tracking number. Whenever you had called in to void out the watch, you had to look like you had ordered two watches for a 14-day trial plus the warranty. So there is a watch coming to you. However, I can go ahead and refund that $18.94, provide you with an RMA number. As soon as you receive it, you can send it back to us. And unfortunately, you will have to pay for return, but returning it is maybe like $4 or $5 to return it to us. So I'm refunding your $18.94 to you.
I only ordered one.
Yes, well, it does show that there was two ordered.
It showed and then the other thing was the AirPod, like the earpiece, the wireless earpiece. That's what came up on my phone.
Yes, ma'am. The earbuds is what was canceled and refunded to you. The watch was not canceled nor refunded to you. So I am going to refund you that $18.94. As soon as you do receive the watch, you'll write the RMA number on it and send it back to us so you don't get charged for the in the trial charge.
And it's a RAM number?
RMA.
Oh, RMA. And where I put this on the outside of the
label? You can put it on the outside of the label. Just write it on the package in a permanent marker and put RMA on it.
Okay. So, like, maybe at the bottom somewhere, like PS?
Yes. Put RM. You can just put RMA on it and put the number.
Okay. What's the number?
All righty. That number will be 24-607-4829-1357.
Let me give it back to you. RMA number 24607-4829-1357.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Okay, and they put it with a permanent marker. And what is your name?
My name is Brittany. I am the floor supervisor.
Or is in case if I have to call back, I can request for you. Hopefully it's not, you know, I talk with you, someone. Okay, I'm writing floor supervisor now. What's the name again? I just wrote floor
Brittany.
Supervisor. Brittany. Okay, and what is your last name?
Yes, ma'am. For privacy purposes, I'm not allowed to give my last name out. However, if you are to come in and ask for Brittany, the floor supervisor, you can give them the account information. If they do see they will see my name on the account.
Oh, okay.
So then they'll know that they can route it to me. You just need to call in and ask for Brittany, the floor supervisor, and then they would you can provide them the information so they'll know which person to send you to.
Okay.
You will be able to speak with me as long as I am here. If I'm not here, you won't be able to speak to me.
Okay, and now, what about this restocking fee she was talking about?
No, ma'am, you don't have a restocking fee. I don't know where the restocking fee came into place at. I honestly do apologize about that.
Yeah, she told me $9.99 or $9.99. I didn't write it down, but something like that that she told me for you.
Now, a restocking fee is only if you're calling out of the 14 days. That's the only time we do a restocking fee because we don't do the, like, 50% refund now, and then when you receive it, get the other 50%. We'll just do, like, a straight restocking fee up front, and then, you know, the restocking fee is just a one-time fee where they have to have it to, like, I don't know, it's just like a restocking fee so that if there's something damaged on it or something, it's like they have that restocking fee to, like, help them out getting a new, you know, replacing that product or whatnot.
Okay. So as long as I send this, now she said something about extending the days out 7 days or something.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm doing now. I'm having to extend it out for 7 days to send it back.
Okay.
So you have 7 days from the time that you receive it to send it back.
Okay. Well, I hope I get it Saturday. Now, if I don't get it Saturday, I will call back. Do you work this weekend? Because, see, Tuesday I leave. I don't know if I'll get it back time enough Monday, because if I'm not here, you see, I don't understand. You know, y'all would know if I received it, because, like, I assume y'all get a message that it's been shipped or delivered or whatever, I meant to say. And I've never had problems with not, you know, if something come to my house, even though we may not be home, it'd be sitting here when I get back home. You know, I've never had a problem. I've been living here almost 4 years, and I've never had anything stolen from my door or anything. So,
Yes, and we yes, ma'am. So, unfortunately, I won't know if I have to work or not until like the day before. The day before. Okay. Like, I won't know that I have to work. Like, I won't know I have to work tomorrow until, like, right before I leave. So, you know, it's that's how our schedules are here. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But you can speak to any floor supervisor. We do have a bunch of floor supervisors here. So you can talk to any one of them. There will be notes on your account, so they'll know how to address the account and how to help you.
Okay. So you said I'm gonna be refunded the $18.94.
Yes, ma'am.
And I had lose the $5.97, right?
No, ma'am, you got refunded for that.
Okay. All right. Okay, but you say I got refunded for one of them, but not.
Yes,
I've also
refunded you the $18.95 as well.
Okay. So you did me two refunds?
Yes, ma'am. I gave you an $18.95 refund, and then when you called in back on the 19th, they refunded you that $5.97.
Okay, but then didn't I have to pay $5.97 for what came? What's coming, I meant to say.
Yes, ma'am.
I lose that.
Yes, ma'am.
Then I got to spend another, just say $5.97 to send it back.
No, ma'am. You're getting your $18.94 refund as well as a $5.97 refund. You just have to pay, like, I think it's like $4 or $5 to send it back to us, so you don't be charged the end of trial.
Okay. All right, so I don't have to worry about this anymore. The AirPods won't get sent out.
No, ma'am. Nothing will be sent out to you besides that watch, but you're sending that watch back.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you so very much, Ms. Brittany.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, ma'am. Only thing, you just hear back from me or try to reach someone if I don't receive this by Saturday, because I still have Monday, you know, to get it shipped back, because it's not coming Saturday till she say 8:00 at night. So post office will be open Monday. I should be able to get this out to you guys Monday, because I fly out Tuesday. So as long as that work like that, I'm good to go.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, ma'am.
All right.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You know how long that'll go back to my account?
Within 3 to 5 business days, as well as about to let you know, it takes 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so very much, and you have a great day.
You too, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. That you've been a big help.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer care, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and hope to hear from you soon.
Okay. You too.
All right, and bye-bye.